the 28th of September 2021, my name is Marion and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1373. Today's episode is titled, Orgy in the Desert, Stories from Burning Man.
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
When Spring explained why he wanted to come to the desert as a famous economist and see the part of Burning Man that people viewed for granted, no one was surprised. 2 years ago, the words that one of Romer's talks with the World Bank mentioned about the city found their way into people's minds. On the third or fourth day of the bike tour through the Black Rock Desert in northern Nevada, we passed the famous Orgy Dome, a place we had heard of but never talked about. Luke and I had gone to the dome with two other couples we were camping with, and it was important for us to have a few preliminary conversations with the people in our group. Sex in Burning Man is similar to sex in real life and it's not easy to pass by if you don't know the secrets, but if you want to learn more about the sex in Burning Man, you are in the right place. More than 60,000 people descend every year on a dusty patch of black rocky desert at Burning Man and build a small town from scratch and transform it into their version of utopia. Burning Man is a festival where temporary cities appear and then disappear for a week each summer in the black rock deserts of northern Nevada. Around 100,000 people make a pilgrimage to a small patch of dusty black rock in the Nevada desert each year for the Burning Man festival to build a small, self-sustaining town of nothing. It's one of Burning Man's tangled landmarks, but the majority of the festival's 80,000 visitors have never visited it or even noticed it from a bicycle. The impression that Burning Man is a sex-crazed festival is fueled by the flock of influencers entering the festival to make Instagram-worthy shots for their feeds and wild fashion pieces, so brace yourself for some underboobs at Burners this year. When I tell people that the festival isn't that crazy, I'm shocked how often they ask me what dirty sex they find in Burning Man or what weird cult there is on any other rock every year. Black Rock City is a desert landscape more than 100 miles south of Reno, Nevada and surrounded by distant mountains where the annual Burning Man Festival has been held since the 1990s. Burning Man has been described as the wildest festival in the world by simply counting the dozens of things such as naked walks, naked walking, lots of drugs. With skimpy outfits and the famous Orgy Dome, it's no wonder people see Burning Man as an angry sex fest. Every year, Burning Man organizers send emails to ticket holders reminding them that consent is required not just for sex, but for all kinds of touching and gifts, including food, drink, and photography. Giant heads are one of many art installations at Burning Man 2003. At the 2003 festival, artists performed in front of burning wooden structures, and women rode bicycles through the Black Rock City desert. At the 2003 Burning Man festival, a group of people lay on the floor in a community of nude images. Despite the cancellation of the festival, around 10,000 people continue to make the pilgrimage to the informal Renegade Burning event every week, compared to 80,000 in a normal year. The Orgy Dome at Burning Man was my husband's first time having group sex with Luke and I think you could say that was the catalyst for the lifestyle. Not to mention that Burning Man is a sexy place known as Playa and makes everything look especially delicious. Another advantage is the endless amount of people playing with people who have never had sex at the festival. The Orgy Dome at Burning Man was built more than 10 years after being part of the Burning Man Festival as a sexually positive, sexually acceptable space for couples and morals who like to play. Burning Man is an art festival, as you can see, and everything you can enjoy is provided and built by the people who pay $650 for a ticket. On the desert basin's playa, openness, art, whimsy, freedom and real nudity blend in the Orgy Dome, an air-conditioned sexual oasis that guests can visit in groups of two or more. The goal is, as a planner explained to Romer, to make Black Rock City so safe that people can joke about dying without actually dying. Nick Farr, who joined Burning Man in 2011, said that as the virtual gets harder, he is confident that the burners will find a way to recreate themselves in the real world. Orgy Dome, the literal orgy dome that goes in search of a safe, clean place for group sex every year, is off the table for obvious reasons, but that doesn't mean it is in any way part of Burning Man. Ethan Cantal Voorhees is on board and has thrown a handful of other sexual parties on Zoom, including one that attracted 400 people. On Reddit and Burning Man blog, the people who live for it investing months of preparation and thousands of dollars a year begin with a series of ways to build Black Rock City with Second Life, Minecraft or some kind of VR software.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Marion and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.